O Father in heaven, we praise your holy name this morning. Our hearts are filled to overflowing with joy. Joy everlasting and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we ask that your Spirit will anoint each and every one today. May they leave this place, your sanctuary, on this holy Sabbath day with a deeper relationship with you. And now, Father, as the words are proclaimed from your holy word, may they bring light and vision and clarity, Father, from your throne of grace. I ask that the words that are spoken through my lips be only your words, Father, not mine. Remove me from the picture. May Jesus stand here and proclaim his love. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Alive. Very poignant words considering tragedy. There are many people who are not alive today. It is a sign of the times, isn't it? The Lord Jesus is coming soon. Most evident. Signs. Proclamations. The Word. I encourage you to go home. And if you have a dusty Bible at home, dust off that cover. Turn to Matthew 24 and read what Jesus has to say about the last days. Your eyes will truly be opened. But if you are ever going to tap into the unfathomable, rejuvenating power of Christ, and you are going to accomplish it in this millennium, now is the year. This is the year. Are you alive? Only 364 days separates us from that moment, and perhaps even less from our own end. Why not launch a new life right now? Why not come alive and stay alive? I believe that God exists. If God did not exist, then humans are just future fertilizer. If God did not exist, then we are a stir in the slime, a movement in the muck. If Christ did not exist, then our world is nothing more than a nomadic mudslide. If Jesus did not exist, then we are merely zombies, zealously zooming to the tomb. But connected to God, our future is inexhaustible. We become eternal. We become significant and vitalized. The greatest thing that you can ever do is connect to God. Invite Jesus to take occupancy in your heart today. When Jesus enters the heart, the old man of sin dies. They cannot coexist. Can we praise the Lord with that? When someone dies, we have a funeral service. But when this burial to the old man of sin, it is exemplified through the ceremony of baptism. But which also exemplifies a new life. A new life just for Jesus. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, if you have your Bibles with you, I invite you to turn there. Very, very encouraging text, a very familiar text to us. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? In newness of life. Have you made a decision for Jesus Christ? Do you want to come alive today? Are you special in God's eyes? Does he hold a special place in his heart just for you? What did Jesus say? Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father.
But the very edge of your head are all what? Numbered. Fear ye not therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whatsoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29-32. Today, we celebrate a new year and a new beginning. Truly we can say, alive. We are alive. But are we truly alive? Today, coming to the waters. The water of life and the bread of life. Stepping the eternal call of Savior to come to the water, to start a new life. By baptism, we confess our faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and testify of our death to sin and of our purpose to walk in newness of life. We acknowledge Christ as Lord and Savior. We become His people and are received as members into His church. Baptism is a symbol of our union with Christ, the forgiveness of our sins, and our reception of the Holy Spirit. And it is by immersion in water, and is contingent on the affirmation of faith in Jesus and evidence of repentance of sin. But there's more to it than that, too. It testifies that the Word of God, the precious words of life, the living Bible, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of our God, has indeed set us free. Yangwira, strange name. Yangwira, she lived in Central Africa, did not consider her baptism to be merely an option. For more than a year, she had eagerly studied the Word of God. She longed to become a Christian. One evening, she shared with her husband the things that she had learned. She was full of joy. Outraged, he shouted, "I don't want this kind of religion in my home. And if you keep on studying, I'll kill you." Although she was crushed, Yangwira continued studying and soon was ready for baptism. But before leaving for the baptismal service, Yangwira knelt respectfully before her husband and told him she was to be baptized that very day. He picked up his large hunting knife and shouted, "I have told you that I do not want you to be baptized. The day you are baptized, I will kill you." Yangwira, determined to follow the Lord, left with her husband's threats resounding in her ears. Before entering the water, she confessed her sins and dedicated her life to her Savior, not knowing whether she would be laying down her life that very day. Peace filled her heart as she was baptized. When she returned home, she brought the knife to her husband. "Have you been baptized?" he asked angrily. "Yes," replied Yangwira. "Here is the knife." "Are you ready to be killed?" "Yes, I am. For Jesus." Amazed at her courage, the husband no longer had a desire to kill her. Does that story sound incredible? It is a true story. Jesus honors every single decision for him, everyone, and he loves all of us. Will he honor decision today? Will he bless? Will he leave aside the still waters, even when strife and hardship seem to overflow? Is Jesus our Savior willing to walk the pathway of life when we surrender to him? Is Jesus willing to bestow upon his faithful children blessings eternal come alive? Is it possible? Is Jesus willing? And again I say a resounding yes. Today, you are beginning an incredible journey, and I have followed many times, folks. I stand here because of Jesus, and that's the only reason why I stand here, for him. This journey, some days, it will leave you speechless. Sometimes it will leave you breathless, and always marveling at the wisdom of your people. Today, to be alive, there are four essentials if you want to have a dynamic Christian life. Number one, essential, the breath of the Christian. I like that. Prayer is the vehicle through which the awesome power of God is conveyed. This transforms this meaningless mass of molecules. A large heavy truck stalled on the expressway and a man stopped to see if he could be of any help. He soon found that the wheel bearings had frozen up due to a lack of grease. So what's so peculiar about that? The truck was an oil company truck, which was just happening to be hauling grease. How often we Christians get so occupied bearing the duties of Christianity and the grease of the gospel that we neglect to lubricate our own spiritual bearings. How many Christians are stalled on the edge of a true and deep experience? Right there, right on the edge, stranded there on the side of the road of life. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. Have you ever watched a sleeping bird on its perch, and it never falls off? How is that? How does it manage to do this, asleep? Well, as I researched this, an interesting fact came to light. The secret is in the tendons of the bird's legs. They are so constructed that when the leg is bent at the knee, the claws contract and grip like a steel trap. The claws refuse to let go until the knees are unbent again. The bent knee gives the bird the ability to hold on tight to his perch. When you are sincerely on your knees, you can't fall. Seek to get a firmer grip on those values which make life absolutely worth living. When we hold firmly to God in prayer, we can be assured He will hold tightly to us. Be assured that your Savior will hold you tightly as you hold firmly to God in prayer. Seek a closer walk with God. Develop your prayer life. Communicate with your forever friend. God answers every single prayer, doesn't He? But not always with a yes. God said yes to every one of your prayers, He would cease to be God. Instead, you would be in charge of the universe. What a mess we'd be in then. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. That the Father, that's the key, isn't it? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. And the last part of James 5:16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a what? A righteous man, a righteous woman, availeth much. So the first key in launching a new life is prayer. The second essential for living a dynamic Christian life, regular, meaningful Bible study. The food of the Christian, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah 15:16. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Who do you think said that? Job. Job said it. 23:12. The word of God is exciting. Great value enriches the Bible reader from the spiritual life that surges out of his pages. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy. The Bible is our spiritual food. Do you plan to eat? How many meals? At least once a week? How many feasts will you enjoy from your Bible? Your knowledge of God will increase to the proportion and the amount of food you eat. Too many Christians look like they have spent time in a spiritual concentration camp. Plan on reading your Bible all the way through this year. That's eat. The third essential for a dynamic Christian life, work for God. This is the body's exercise. You probably made a New Year's resolution, I don't know, to get more exercise. How about spiritual exercise? Paul Harvey said this statement, too many Christians are no longer fishers of men, but keepers of the aquarium. True, isn't it? And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. If you wish to enrich days, plant flowers. If you wish to enrich years, plant trees. If you wish to enrich eternity, plant Jesus in the heart of others. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to what? To light. And from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and this word is a big one, inheritance among men, which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Acts 26, 17, and 18. And so, if you want to come alive, then try helping someone else. The story is told of a pastor and his family who went to a community kitchen to lend a helping hand during Christmas. They arrived at 6:15 in the morning, where a crowd of hungry, cold, freezing individuals were waiting. One lady came to the serving counter, and as the pastor dished up some hot oatmeal and toast on her plate, she said this, "I had another seizure last night. There was a fresh cut on her forehead." The pastor said, "God bless you, ma'am." She said, "He already has. I woke up alive. I was not frozen. I was not hurt. I am breathing. Praise God." If you want to come alive, then exercise your spiritual muscles for Jesus. Go on a Maranatha project yourself if you can. Deliver food to a person in hunger. Use your car for transportation. Work for Jesus. And the final essential for living a dynamic Christian life, I'm sure there are more, daily surrender. Submit yourself, therefore. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Many people think the devil is fleeing from them. Some people believe that they're overcome by the devil. We truly surrender to Jesus. Walk in newness of life every day. We have nothing to fear. Nothing. Yield your will to God's will and defy Satan's efforts. Every day you must give your all totally into the hands of your Savior. Oswald Chambers said that statement as well. Freedom is the ability not to insist on my rights, but to see that God exists. Put God first. You may say, "I don't have time to study the Bible and pray and witness." So how do we find time? I've been struggling with that for a long time now. The answer is that we don't lose time in doing these things. We gain time. How's that? Because God can solve problems instantly. A problem we might work on for months before solving. Come alive. Now is the time. Today is the day. Today. You are coming to the watch. You are coming to come alive in Christ. Jesus invites you today, folks, to come alive in Christ. Alive in the Word. Alive in prayer. Alive in witness. Alive. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be. In working or in waiting, another year with Thee. Another year of progress. Another year of praise. Another year of providing Thy presence every day. Another year of service, of witness for Thy love. Another year of training for holier work above. Another year is done, dear Father, on earth or else in heaven. Another year. Let us pray. O Father in heaven, You give us eternal life. You give us joy and praise. You give us strength to go through trial. But Father, everything seems so little when we realize how big You are. We serve a big God. We serve a risen Savior. And now today, coming to submit to You, Father, coming to be revived. Father, we praise You for every life that is changed is a miracle. One more miracle that can walk the streets of Rome. Praise Your holy name and rejoice in Jesus.